This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey.
It's the American Family Farmer once again on the air with a welcome in this week to KXEL, which is at 1540 AM. They've added the American Family Farmer to their lineup. It's kind of cool that we have as many of these stations. This is a big station, 50,000 watt station, which covers pretty much all of Iowa. And so that's cool. Thank you very much. KXEL, along for the ride. Some people will be happy. Some people will not be happy with the presentation of information and opinions. The aim of this program, for those of you who are new to it, is to help the family farmer. We're not talking about agribusinesses. We're not talking about big sponsors. We're not talking about the people and the companies that are trying to control the food system. We're trying to help out family farmers with ideas, suggestions, what's going on in the family farmer community, that sort of thing. That's why we are here. I start each program with 5 or 6 minutes worth of news that I think applies to the family of small farmers. And so I look at this information from the Minnesota Farm Bureau. I get these press releases from a lot of stuff because I belong to the Farm Bureau, the American Federation, the American Farm Bureau Federation. I belong to the National Farmers Union. All of the information I get from them helps me to put together my thoughts and the things that I want to pass along to you. So in Minnesota, applications are being accepted for the Farm Bureau's Sesquicentennial Farm Program. Sesquicentennial, for those of you who don't know, is 1.5 centuries, 150 years. So to qualify, the farms have to be 150 years old, verified by land records, owned by the same family for the 150 years, and continually the family has to reside or to have reside on the farm. The farm has to be at least 50 acres currently involved in agricultural production. Minnesota Sesquicentennial Farms will get a certificate signed by the governor, the ag commissioner, the president of the Farm Bureau, and a sign verifying the farm is 150 years old. This is important for family farms and farmers, I think, because it's important to recognize, to commemorate, if you will, 150 years of the same ownership, family farm ownership in the same farm. So congratulations to the Farm Bureau and the people who are focused on getting these farms recognized. The deadline for the applications, by the way, if you're listening, we have 4 or 5 stations in Minnesota. It's March the 6th. My feeling is that most people in Minnesota who are farming know about this, but other states do not. I'd like to have other states, New York, New England states, people, you know, any of the mature states that are ag producing all across the upper Midwest, all of them should have this same kind of recognition for farms that have been in families for 150 years. I think they're right on the right path, frankly. All right, here's some news not so good. Frederick County, Maryland, sheriff there warning people about a crime ring operating in the area and targeting farms. There have been 16 incidents in the past month, groups of men and women approaching farmhouses claiming they want to buy milk or eggs. The sheriff is warning people about this crime ring. There have been at least, as I said, I think, 16 incidents. The sheriff says one or two suspects distract the homeowner while another person goes through the back door to rob them. If nobody is home, they force their way in, and they're stealing valuables. As we know, what happens on the farm, most of the people that are on the farm, the family farms, are out working. Most of them are not home. They're out doing whatever needs to be done on the farm, husband, wife, children, And so this is something to be on the lookout for or be aware of, I guess. One of the things that I'm finding very distracting, we're talking about this a lot as we move into the business of what we're going to do in the new farm bill. The National Black Farmers Association is speaking to and about Joe Biden because they feel he has not taken a firm enough stand against the Russians and the Chinese when it comes to buying farmland. Never mind the balloons. What about the farmland that they're buying up? The practice needs to be banned, says this gentleman, his name is John Boyd Jr., president of National Black Farmers Association. He said, quote, "Farmers are facing, especially members of our organization, we're facing extinction. China has been doing more than flying balloons. They're buying farmland, American farmland. It ought to be illegal for China to buy farmland in the United States. My question is, why isn't it? This gentleman is right. I thought this was taken care of last year by the Congress. The House of Representatives came forth to push this bill through, but apparently it didn't get through the Senate. So now we've got all of this stuff, the Chinese buying farmland. We have high costs of inflation, diesel fuel. Bought any of that lately? Good God. Fertilizer tripled in expense, seeds. And that's all in part because of the four or five big, huge agribusinesses that are controlling a lot of the agricultural climate, even though 96% of the farms in America still are run and owned by family farmers. You listen to, for example, Joe Biden's State of the Union address. He didn't say anything that had any focus on farmland or food. Nothing. Nada. Zero. And this guy, and because what's going on in Ukraine is affecting the price of equipment, affecting the price of infrastructure, affecting the price of what we're getting for our grain, in a manner of speaking, there may be some good news there because our grain is selling because the Ukrainians don't have any grain to sell. Interesting to see whether or not when Biden comes back from his trip to Ukraine this week, is there any news about what American farmers are going to be able to do in that construct. So at any rate, I'm all with John Boyd, who says no more selling any land to the Chinese, the Russians, or actually foreigners in general shouldn't be allowed to buy our farmland. That's my strong feeling about it. So what's yours? You can respond to us. Just go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com and send us a note. In a moment, we're going to meet Renee King Sonnen, who runs the Rowdy Girls Sanctuary. We'll find out what that is all about. There's a new documentary about that farm, so we'll dig into that as we continue this week on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some cool advice from the folks at Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I got a couple of notes this week. For whatever the reason, I hit a note, if that's what you want to call it, about this company that is producing Calotren. This is the only weight loss formula that is all natural. Everything else has drugs in it. It has stimulants in it. You don't want that. The doctor and the nurses that put this formula together realized that back in 1997. So when they decided to create this drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product, they knew that it would be safe for everybody to take. Whether you're on medication or not, doesn't make any difference. They tested it. They put it through trials. They did case studies. And so now we've got something that frankly has helped millions of people. I'm thankful to be able to tell you the story. You can call. Just go to toploss.com and you get the phone number. You can call in there and get a counselor to help you through your weight loss progress. They'll help you understand how to use the product and how you can be a much better person, feeling much better because you're at the right weight. Let's do it the natural way if we're going to do it. Go to toploss.com. When you check out after you decide to use the product, use the discount code Doug for 3 months free and also for free shipping. That's Calotren, the only weight loss product that's all natural. Find it at toploss.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental cars. Companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Renee King Sonnen, who runs the Rowdy Girls Sanctuary. I remember having you on the program a year or so ago, and I know that we were pretty excited about the message that you had. Now, there is a documentary about the Rowdy Girl experience, right? About the Barrett Farm transitioning from an industrial chicken farm to a state-of-the-art mushroom farm. So we're going to, as you know, having been here before, I explained this, Renee, the reason we have this program is to help people come up with ideas on how to enhance their family farm experience, how to make it more successful. This is certainly a very interesting development. So why would you move from the chicken farm, the chicken business, to growing and selling exotic mushrooms? Was this an economic decision?
Well, the Rowdy Girl film is not all about that. The Rowdy Girl film does feature the chicken farm that we're transitioning to a mushroom farm over in Wicks, Arkansas. And I didn't just one day wake up and say, oh, God, you know, I think I want to transition a chicken farm that has 420,000 square foot, you know, poultry barns into a mushroom farm. I think that'd be something I want to do and tackle today. Somebody reached out to me pretty much pleading and begging me to help them because they had seen our story, the Rowdy Girl story that, you know, has gone viral on multiple platforms, you know, around the world. And, you know, when a cattle rancher transitions, it makes the news. I don't know, man. It's just like, wow. But this farm reached out to me frantic because they had a change of heart. It took them a while. They did it first for health reasons and because their health improved drastically.
Hold that thought, Renee. We'll get to some of the particulars about the documentary and what's going on the farm as we continue this week on the American Family Farmer Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here we are, back again. This is the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, with Renee King-Sonnen, who runs this sanctuary. We need to go back, because that's why you were here before, talking about your sanctuary, the animals that you had saved. I don't know that we talked too much about the chicken farm, but I do know that we have a lot of, and you did, I think that was my attraction to you and your story, because you're doing a lot of the same things that I do on my farm, saving mostly cattle, it looks like, from a fate worse than death, which is literally and figuratively what's going on. You have profiles of all of these animals. So how is that being affected or impacted, Renee, by this move to go to mushrooming from your chicken farm?
Well, the chicken farm is in Arkansas. We're in Texas. And so the chicken farm in Arkansas, they were producing 100,000 chickens every 52 days. And so imagine a world where these buildings are completely retrofitted and we're creating a state-of-the-art model so they can be producing 100,000 pounds of mushroom every 52 days. I mean, that's the reality of what we are projecting. The building, you know, we do have one building completely built out, and it is producing mushrooms, the oyster mushrooms, lion mane. And you know, I also was able to help them, you know, with not only philanthropy, but also investment, a lot of business investors, not a lot, but a small group, got involved. And so now the farm is, you know, is 100% protected. All the cows, were saved, 240 of them. And, you know, it's just my life work. You know, we're creating a model right now. You know, it's not like I'm asking for every chicken farmer in the world to call me and I'll tell you how we're doing this. We're in the middle of R&D. We are in the middle of creating a model, because the current farm bill, as I heard you talking about just a while ago, there is no money in place for farmers that want to transition out of animal ag. So I'm actually going to D.C. the first week of March to meet with the Senate Ag Committee regarding the Farm Bill and how we might help.
Well, you touch a nerve with me because, as usual, the people in the ag, the so-called ag states, who have huge contributions for their reelection campaigns from the four or five big agribusinesses, and I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars raised by each of these outfits, so that the Farm Bill would be steering in the same direction that it has. There's one problem with that. People like you and me are sick of it because the money never trickles down to the people that need it. It goes to all of these big agribusinesses that don't need it at all. They don't even deserve it. So you doing that,
right on,
I think is very important. I think there probably are some other people I'm even thinking about. I had a approval to grow cannabis on my farm, which I never really wanted to do because I don't like it, but it was a way for me to pay off my mortgage. And so now maybe I'm thinking with other people that are listening about exotic mushrooms, if there's a market for it, where are they grown around the country? Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit with you. And I want to kind of clarify something about the farms that you own and run. So hold on a second. I don't want people to be confused. I want them to understand what's going on. Renee King Sonnen is here, the founder and the director of the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, doing other things on another farm that is very much of note. Stand by. We continue with another half hour of this week's American Family Farmer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A 9-year-old girl and a journalist are among three people dead after multiple shootings in Florida on Wednesday at the same location hours apart. Police say they have a male suspect in custody. U.S. ethics officials in recent years have warned hundreds of roughly one-third of the Energy Department senior officials that if they or their families own stocks related to the agency's work, it would violate federal conflict of interest laws. After a recent investigation by the Wall Street Journal, it's been discovered most Energy Department senior officials held on to their stocks. The evidence is in their financial disclosures from 2017 to 2021. More than 1,500 flights within, to, and out of the United States were canceled Wednesday as severe weather wreaked havoc with massive storms threatening to bring record snowfall across America. As the storms continue across the USA today, more than 700 flights have been canceled. Lance Pry, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If there's something I want, I'll grow my own. Yeah, all I need is G-O-D to bless the sea.
53 past the hour now. Doug Steffen here with the American Family Farmer. This is my time during each of our visits for me to express myself, although I'm not shy in retiring during the course of conversations that I have with guests or when I'm doing the news at the first part of the program. I'll often throw in some thoughts that I have, but this portion is specifically aimed at dealing with an issue that farmers, family farmers have, and what I think maybe you ought to do about it. And certainly the stress on the farm, coping with that stress. A lot of people are learning about this. The suicide rate on farms is astronomical. There's only one group that has a larger stress rate than we do on the farm, and that's men and women who come back from being in the theater of war, stresses that are brought about that are not being dealt with by the government. Well, here's another example. Not that it should be the government's job, but there's so much money, again, back to the farm bill, being spent, wasted, frittered away because the big ag people want all of it for themselves, greedy SOBs that they are. So there was a workshop that was held recently called Helping Farmers Cope with Stress and Anxiety. It was actually at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention last month. There was a discussion on how farmers are coping or not with the ongoing anxiety they face. People who want to keep the farm going, but they're being pushed and chased by Big Ag, who wants to buy their land, put them out of business so they can control it all. And most of the family farmers that I know, 60-some-odd percent of them, want to stay on the farm and keep their families involved in the farm and tell, not to put too delicate or an indelicate face on it, to tell Big Ag to go screw. They don't want anything to do, but yet they've faced with it with buying fertilizer that's controlled by these Big Ag companies, seeds, all of the components that we have. It's hard for us to control our destiny anymore. And that's one of the reasons that they have this problem. In Georgia, they have the Rural Health Innovation Center, which is aimed at helping retired farmers who still have financial burdens with dealing with that stress. And then, of course, there's the succession planning that becomes difficult for many. If they keep the farm, something happens to the farmer's wife, and there's no succession plan, the land gets sold to pay the taxes, which is another outrage. There's so damn many outrages. There really are. There's so many things that are aimed at putting the agricultural institution that we know as the family farm out of business. Even though 96% of the farms are owned by families, that doesn't mean that they're making money. Most of them are not. I've talked to a number of farm women who are married to men who just don't know what to do with their lives. They're sick. They're stressed. They can't balance their work life with what's going on at home because work is everything. The farm is everything. It's a lifestyle. That's what I've said since I was a youngster. It is a lifestyle. It's not a job. And so a lot of farmers who they've gotten into it, they borrowed money, and then there are situations that exist that keep them from being able to pay back the farm and the money. I've had that experience in my life, too. Deep depression, when you're all alone like that, trying to figure out how you're going to survive. I've been fortunate I had friends that helped me when I needed it. And I guess maybe that's what we have to do. We can't depend on the government that wants to be involved and measure everything that we do, like that damn census that we were asked to fill out. It's like you have to make a career out of filling out the page after page after page after page of a lot of the nonsense that's in there that they already know, and yet they still want you to do this sort of thing, and then they'll have somebody analyze it. How about you spend the money instead of analyzing all that? Well, they can say, well, we know how to distribute the funds. No, you know, you give the funds to the same people under the same circumstances year after year after year, because the farm bill isn't really aimed at helping the family farmer. Anyway, I'm really off on my toot now. But as Renee said during the interview, the substantive discussions as to what goes into the farm bill are being held now. So if you're in a farm state or you want to touch base with your congressman or your senator, you should be telling them what you think needs to be done. And in a sentence, it's forget about the big agribusinesses. They don't need the government's help. How about you focus on the family farmers? 96% of farming in America is done by us. That's what you tell your representatives and senators. Doug Steffen here with my thoughts on this week's American Family Farmer. past the hour now. Doug Steffen here with the American Family Farmer. This is my time during each of our visits for me to express myself, although I'm not shy in retiring during the course of conversations that I have with guests or when I'm doing the news at the first part of the program. I'll often throw in some thoughts that I have. But this portion is specifically aimed at dealing with an issue that farmers, family farmers have, and what I think maybe you ought to do about it. And certainly the stress on the farm, coping with that stress. A lot of people are learning about this. The suicide rate on farms is astronomical. There's only one group that has a larger stress rate than we do on the farm, and that's men and women who come back from being in the theater of war, stresses that are brought about that are not being dealt with by the government. Well, here's another example. Not that it should be the government's job, but there's so much money, again, back to the farm bill, being spent, wasted, frittered away because the big ag people want all of it for themselves, greedy SOBs that they are. So there was a workshop that was held recently called Helping Farmers Cope with Stress and Anxiety. It was actually at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention last month. There was a discussion on how farmers are coping or not with the ongoing anxiety they face. People who want to keep the farm going, but they're being pushed and chased by Big Ag, who wants to buy their land, put them out of business so they can control it all. And most of the family farmers that I know, 60-some-odd percent of them, want to stay on the farm and keep their families involved in the farm and tell, not to put too delicate or an indelicate face on it, to tell Big Ag to go screw. They don't want anything to do, but yet they're faced with it, with buying fertilizer that's controlled by these big ag companies, seeds, all of the components that we have. It's hard for us to control our destiny anymore. And that's one of the reasons that they have this problem. In Georgia, they have the Rural Health Innovation Center, which is aimed at helping retired farmers who still have financial burdens with dealing with that stress. And then, of course, there's the succession planning that becomes difficult for many. If they keep the farm, something happens to the farmer, farmer's wife, and there's no succession plan, the land gets sold to pay the taxes, which is another outrage. There's so damn many outrages. There really are. There's so many things that are aimed at putting the agricultural institution that we know as the family farm out of business. Even though 96% of the farms are owned by families, that doesn't mean that they're making money. Second half hour, our guest is the founder of the Rowdy Girls Sanctuary, which is in part the story, part of the reason she's here, but more we're talking about. Now, this chicken farm that you owned in the other state, was you, so you had two farms that you are operating. Am I right in,
so
in
I hearing don't own, I, let me make sure that I'm real clear that I don't own that farm. I am... I'm also the founder of the Rancher Advocacy Program, which is a program of Rowdy Girl. And yep. I am an advocate for farmers that are seeking help to get out of the rat race, if you will, right. Of animal agriculture and do something different. So the Barrett Farm is one of those farms. I do not own it. A foundation that supports our work, that believes in our work, is behind it.
All right. So that would be something, again, the foundation, are these people that were farmers, they want to see farmers survive, or somebody that knows you, trusts you, and likes the way you think and the way you do your farming.
Somebody that knows us, trusts me, and 100% believes in the messaging, you know, and the reach that we've managed to accomplish because of our transition story from a cattle ranch to a vegan farm sanctuary. I mean, it's it was quite the novelty when I transitioned eight, nine years ago. And right. When it went viral on CBS Evening News, it just started circulating everywhere, and one thing led to the other, and we attracted major funding to help us get off the ground.
So now there's a film, if I'm understanding it correctly, about the Barrett Farm, the transition that you were discussing. Is that what is the film about that,
no.
Or is it about
no,
the sanctuary?
No, the film is not quote unquote about the Barrett Farm. It is, they're featured in there. We do talk about it, but the name of the film is Rowdy Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
All right, we got a minute or so left with Renee King Sonnen. You can go to rowdygirlsanctuary.org and see the story about her and the film and other things that they are connected to. This is something that I would think that the FFH and the 4-H ought to be all over this with youngsters that are coming up in farming. Are they?
They are. I have over 30 surrendered animals here from FFA. I get calls every single week for families that have epiphanies, and we have a program called Families Choosing Compassion. When they surrender their animals here, their so-called project animals that they don't want to send to slaughter, they then get to come here and spend the rest of their lives with these animals, yes.
Well, I wish you well. Again, the film, you can check on the film, see if you can become a subscriber to see the private screening this week. Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, Rowdy Girls, plural, rowdygirlsanctuary.org. Thank you, Renee. Good luck. Appreciate you being here on the American Family Farmer.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And y'all follow us in our journey to D.C. too, because we are doing everything we can to change that farm bill.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three past the hour now. Doug Steffen here with the American Family Farmer. This is my time during each of our visits for me to express myself, although I'm not shy in retiring during the course of conversations that I have with guests or when I'm doing the news at the first part of the program. I'll often throw in some thoughts that I have, but this portion is specifically aimed at dealing with an issue that farmers, family farmers, have. And what I think maybe you ought to do about it. And certainly the stress on the farm, coping with that stress. A lot of people are learning about this. The suicide rate on farms is astronomical. There's only one group that has a larger stress rate than we do on the farm, and that's men and women who come back from being in the theater of war, stresses that are brought about that are not being dealt with by the government. Well, here's another example. Not that it should be the government's job, but there's so much money, again, back to the farm bill, being spent, wasted, frittered away because the big ag people want all of it for themselves, greedy SOBs that they are. So there was a workshop that was held recently called Helping Farmers Cope with Stress and Anxiety. It was actually at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention last month. There was a discussion on how farmers are coping or not with the ongoing anxiety they face. People who want to keep the farm going, but they're being pushed and chased by Big Ag, who wants to buy their land, put them out of business so they can control it all. And most of the family farmers that I know, 60-some-odd percent of them, want to stay on the farm and keep their families involved in the farm and tell, not to put too delicate or an indelicate face on it, to tell Big Ag to go screw. They don't want anything to do, but yet they're faced with it, with buying fertilizer that's controlled by these Big Ag companies, seeds, all of the components that we have. It's hard for us to control our destiny anymore. And that's one of the reasons that they have this problem. In Georgia, they have the Rural Health Innovation Center, which is aimed at helping retired
farmers who still have financial burdens with dealing with that stress. And then, of course, there's the succession planning that becomes difficult for many. If they keep the farm, something happens to the farmer's wife, and there's no succession plan, the land gets sold to pay the taxes, which is another outrage. There's so damn many outrages. There really are. There's so many things that are aimed at putting the agricultural institution that we know as the family farm out of business. Even though 96% of the farms are owned by families, that doesn't mean that they're making money. Most of them are not. I've talked to a number of farm women who are married to men who just don't know what to do with their lives. They're sick. They're stressed. They can't balance their work life with what's going on at home because work is everything. The farm is everything. It's a lifestyle. That's what I've said since I was a youngster. It is a lifestyle. It's not a job. And so a lot of farmers who they've gotten into it, they borrowed money, and then there are situations that exist that keep them from being able to pay back the farm and the money. I've had that experience in my life, too. Deep depression when you're all alone like that, trying to figure out how you're going to survive. I've been fortunate. I had friends that helped me when I needed it. And I guess maybe that's what we have to do. We can't depend on the government that wants to be involved and measure everything that we do, like that damn census that we were asked to fill out. It's like you have to make a career out of filling out the page after page after page after page of a lot of the nonsense that's in there that they already know, and yet they still want you to do this sort of thing, and then they'll have somebody analyze it. How about you spend the money instead of analyzing all that? Well, they can say, well, we know how to distribute the funds. No, you know, you give the funds to the same people under the same circumstances year after year after year, because the farm bill isn't really aimed at helping the family farmer. Anyway, I'm really off on my toot now. But as Renee said during the interview, the substantive discussions as to what goes into the farm bill are being held now. So if you're in a farm state or you want to touch base with your congressman or your senator, you should be telling them what you think needs to be done. And in a sentence, it's forget about the big agribusinesses. They don't need the government's help. How about you focus on the family farmers? 96% of farming in America is done by us. That's what you tell your representatives and senators. Doug Steffen here with my thoughts on this week's American Family Farm.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.